flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He's going to go through along with the candidates, in part because I'm sure there are a lot of people that he'd like to talk to, in part because those are what the rules stipulate. So you have to, and you don't know what's going to transpire during the course of that process when you're talking to all different candidates. Again, I just say, like, the name had been floated out there. I think it's completely logical. Josh McDaniels is in Foxborough. He's under contract to the Raiders, so the cost is friendly. I think there's some sort of relationship between him and Mike Vrabel. They're familiar with each other's work. That's one that would make sense. Ultimately, I don't know if it'll get done in the end. He's going to have to go through his list of candidates. We'll see what happens. But that to me would be a logical one that would, I think, help the development of Drake May.
I'm not so sure about that last part. I was Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. It'll help Drake May. I'm not sold on that. And I'm definitely not sold that's the reason they'd be hiring Josh McDaniels. We got an additional report earlier in the show about Josh McDaniels and what he's been up to. I think you're going to hear that in clip du jour.
Yes. Yeah.
At the end of the program. I don't want to spoil it.
Makes sense to bring that back. You get that kind of intel.
A little bit of a Josh McDaniels scoop here on the program. We've been making Keith has really been making news. And we'll continue to.
And a lot of enemies.
Yeah, well, that's true.
People hate it, Jones.
And then there's a your own list. Are making enemies from their view, but also now you've created some enemies or some enemies created themselves on the other side from you as well.
It's been insane. It's been a real whirlwind.
Courtney has a new, or is it old, enemy with her stolen Celsius. We're going to get you the answer to that. Very incriminating footage. We're going to do that coming up.
This place is, there is security camera everywhere here.
Everywhere.
So you can't just expect to come into this building and get away with anything.
No, if you think you can grab something out of the community fridge and get away with it.
Good luck.
Good luck. So we'll provide those answers coming up here in the final hour of the program. Josh McDaniels, is the lack of news on Josh McDaniels, forgetting even some of the things Schefter said there. Oh, he's got a good contract. He's still being paid by the Raiders. Like, whoa.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're mentioning that before even saying it'd be good for Drake May. You're talking about his contractual status. Wait a minute. And there's also just a complete lack of news on these interviews. I kind of assumed, perhaps mistakenly, but I assumed when Mike Vrabel was on this radio station Tuesday morning with Greg, and he says, yeah, we're going to start the interview process today. We're interviewing people today. And Josh McDaniels is on that list, but we're interviewing people today. We're starting it today. I figured by Tuesday afternoon, we'd be getting the tweets, people with their own graphics, split graphics, whatever. We'd be getting the tweets that the Patriots interviewed offensive candidate or offensive coordinator candidate X. And then yesterday, offensive coordinator, why? And today we'd be getting more updates. There hasn't been an update yet about who has interviewed, who they're planning on interviewing. They've been doing everything at a breakneck pace, and we have no updates. So, are they putting together a long list, getting their ducks in a row for the first time now that Vrabel's on board? They're taking a breath, and they're going to take their time with this? Or is it an indication that it's a bad job for Josh McDaniels?
Could be a bad job for Josh McDaniels. It could also be they got to get their, you know, Rooney Rule in order, right? Like, as terrible as that is, that might be the reality where they're like, we can't just announce all these interviews and we can't tell everybody that we're interviewing Josh McDaniels and, you know, Dave Ragone and a couple other guys and then hire Josh McDaniels. Well, we can't do that. That's not how it works. We got to have fake interviews with Pep Hamilton and Byron Leftwich first, then we can do it.
You could announce your interviews. You couldn't announce hiring McDaniels, but you could announce all your interviews in the meantime.
Well, not all of them, I don't think.
Some of them, and then you could get to, by, you know, Friday, you could get around to any of your candidates to satisfy the Rooney Rule.
Serious question.
It would be bad optically, but you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, the optics have probably maybe been thrown out the window anyway. Do you think that, this is a serious question, they gave a call back to Pep Hamilton and Byron Leftwich and were like, are you guys interested in the offensive coordinator job? Or do you think they know, like, what the hell? Like, does this help us to get our names out, or are we getting viewed as just being used?
I think if they thought they were getting their names out and it was going to be
it's
good, they certainly learned that the view on it, fair or not, is that they're being used.
Do you circle back to
that
they? Interview? Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, and I wouldn't be surprised if these two said, yeah, go screw.
Yeah,
go. Which is basically what Aaron Glenn told him. Like, don't waste my time with fake interviews.
Right.
So that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Now, is anybody, I don't think, and I certainly didn't get the impression that Josh McDaniels was a bad job like Mike Vrabel was. Schefter yesterday kind of made it sound like it was very likely that they would get McDaniels.
I didn't like the sound of that.
But Vrabel's not a shock at all. Like, them hiring Vrabel, like, we all kind of predicted that. Doesn't mean that was who we all wanted, but that's who we all thought was going to be the guy. But different story when it comes to McDaniels. I thought there was a list of guys. It seemed like, oh, that one's kind of obvious. And like some Patriots fans would say, yeah, bring back Josh McDaniels. He was decent with Mac Jones. But I think you can be more creative than that. I think you can go somewhere else. And if you're Mike Vrabel, based on his history, he's okay taking a first-time play caller. He's okay. It doesn't have to be a guy with offensive coordinator experience.
Not only is he okay with it. I think
maybe he's only done it.
Pretty much all. Maybe Tim Kelly had called plays in Houston. And then at the end called him again for Vrabel in Tennessee. But I don't think Todd Downing had called plays before. Definitely Arthur Smith and who was this for?
Matt LaFleur.
Hadn't been offensive coordinators before. So
I got another, and you can say people can change and everything else, and people can point to positives for Josh McDaniels as well as negatives. Let me give you a negative real quick. People seem to gloss over the year that he spent with the Rams.
Yeah.
Because the head coaching disasters were so public and were just like, what a mess, and got fired in season both times. And it was like, that was national attention. When you struggle as an offensive coordinator for the St. Louis Rams, it can get kind of buried. Do you know what those two situations, though, would have in common? If he comes here, it'd be year two of Drake May.
I was going to say it's a young quarterback, right? Because he had Bradford.
How about year two of Sam Bradford?
I did not realize
that. And he made him worse.
Nice.
Sam Bradford was significantly better his rookie year than he was his second year. So I don't know if you want to look at that and you're like, well, that was a long time ago, Keith, and maybe things are different. He was hurt, so he only played in 10 games. But his rookie year, he went 7-9. His second year, he went 1-9. And in 10 games, he threw 6 touchdowns. The year before, he threw 18 touchdowns. And then when McDaniels left, he was good again.
He threw 6 touchdowns.
In 10 games.
Jesus.
Then the next year, he was healthy and he threw 21 touchdowns. So that was another guy, 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years. And the one, and you could point, he was hurt. It's like, yeah, he still played 10 games. The one where he was the worst was the McDaniels.
Well, correct. The real answer is Sam Bradford probably just couldn't play and wasn't very good.
He got injured a lot. I don't know if he was a complete bomb. I think he was okay.
He was the rookie of the year, as you said. Did he ever sneak onto a Pro Bowl team? It doesn't look like it.
No, I don't think so. But he had his moments. Remember when he came back on with Minnesota?
Yeah,
he was
decent. Even if your answer is Sam Bradford blows.
But he took the rookie of the year and he made him horrible.
Well, this is what I was going to say. Look at Bradford's first 3 years. He was the rookie of the year. Yeah. McDaniels made him worse. McDaniels left and he was immediately better again.
Right.
So that is incriminating. It's a great point. I think people glaze over the Cam year here in New England. Like, they just ignore it. Well, he was good with Mac. Yeah, he sucked with Cam. And even, Cam was done. Cam was cooked. Cam couldn't throw. Well, right. Oh, that's right. Why did they sign Cam Newton again? Oh, because he didn't develop Jarrett Stidham? And because the guy that they thought was going to take over and the guy they were trying to tell us was going to take over for Brady, Jarrett Stidham, he couldn't develop him. And it was so bad that they had to go out and find a washed Cam Newton. That's also still his fault. So fine, give him Mac Jones. I don't even want to give him the whole year because it fell off so badly in the final five games. But whatever, let's give him the Mac year. I'm not giving him the Cam year. And if we're going to go back to Matt Castle or six quarters of Jimmy Garoppolo, let's throw the Rams season in his face.
Toss it in there.
So I think McDaniels is overrated, mostly a product of Tom Brady. I think he's toxic. I don't think anybody else would hire him. I don't think he's getting a job, well, certainly as a head coach ever again. I don't think he's getting coordinator jobs. And even coordinator interview. Let me know when he gets an interview. Like, if I'm wrong about it, I'm wrong about it. Let me know when he gets one. Why is that important? Because the only organization that has any interest in him is this one. And the real red flag in what Schefter just said, well, he's cheap, effectively. The Raiders are still paying him. So does Vrabel want him or does Kraft want him?
We know Kraft wants him. Does Vrabel want him? Maybe Vrabel surprises us and does want him. I think it would go against a lot of his previous hires. I don't think that's who he would want. I also don't know if there is an automatic guy that he would get. You know, I don't know. Like other teams, for like Raheem Morris last year when he went to Atlanta, it seemed like it was a done deal. Zach Robinson made sense. They both left the Rams together.
Package, basically.
Vrabel was out of football essentially last year. He was a consultant for the Browns. That's why the Tommy Rees name was connected to him. But you're like, do you really want anybody from that Browns team? Like, I don't know. And so Rees gets promoted, so it won't be him. So does he go back to some of his old guys? I mean, two of his other offensive coordinators are in the league right now, either at that position or as a head coach. So he's not going there. So it might be somebody possibly that's worked with him for the first time. Like, I wouldn't even rule that out.
Yeah, so I just wonder again, is it his hire? Is it, as the Twitch chat is describing it, maybe it's break glass in case of emergency.
So my hope. He wanted
Tommy Rees
of this year.
Some of these other guys he was interested in, but okay, he's your fallback, maybe, on Vrabel's list. I don't think he was the first guy on the list. I think Rees was. So was he the first guy on Kraft's list? And if Kraft is going to force an offensive coordinator on him, not the break glass in case of emergency, but Kraft is going to force an OC on him, would he force Elliott Wolf on him? And how much influence does the Kraft family still have over all of this? The McDaniels hire, to me, would open that back up. You know me. I was just feeling better about this yesterday, yeah. Keith. Schefter comes out, Vrabes is the man. Yeah, Vrabes is the man. And Curran said something very similar. Well, is he the man if he can't even hire his own OC? That doesn't sound like he's the man. It sounds like Robert's pulling strings.
See, my hope, kind of looking at this positively, would be Josh McDaniels is the fallback, and they go through the interview process. Maybe Vrabel has a guy in mind, but maybe they can't reach a deal, or maybe the guy that he wants gets promoted by a better team, or what? Maybe even becomes a head coach. Like, who knows? I don't know who he wants, but like, maybe it doesn't work, and then you at least have the fallback, and it'd be a better fallback than last year. All due respect to a friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt, but I mean, he's been in the league a long, 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 long time, and teams had only asked him to call plays once, and it was forever ago. And so that wasn't the first choice. In fact, if you go in order, I think it was the 12th or 13th interview. So I think this, you don't let it get that far out of control. And you know, if things go sideways, maybe Vrabel's already communicated to Elliott Wolf and the Krafts, all right, here's who I want. And for whatever those circumstances, if you don't get him, it's like, all right, at least we know we can get Josh.
So I don't know, have we asked this before? Van Pelt or McDaniels?
McDaniels. You're close.
It's probably McDaniels, but I would like Van Pelt here. So, like,
do you think
McDaniels come
job
in and Van Pelt would take the quarterback's coaching job effectively?
See,
is that what you're asking?
Yeah, if I'm Van Pelt,
that's an odd question.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I would tell him to go screw too.
Right. Or like, if he's going to be a quarterback coach again, go do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to do it here.
Yeah.
Because like, remember when I was the offensive coordinator? Like, now I'm not. Like, that's tough. You know, it's one thing to go from like head coach to D coordinator, like a Vance Joseph, because you have like a different coach in there and all that stuff. That's maybe a little bit different. But for Alex Van Pelt to be like, all right, now we're really pushing you down the pecking order, that's tough.
So does the lack of news on the coordinator search tell us anything? I think it does. And it makes me fearful that McDaniels is the guy, and I don't like it. I don't like it because I don't think he's Vrabel's choice. I think he's Kraft's choice. And that opens up a whole world of questions. 617-779-7937. Never mind. I think McDaniels is overrated, and I don't think anybody else would hire him. And he's been toxic and flamed out elsewhere. And if the best reason to hire him is because he wouldn't leave, I think that's a terrible, terrible, terrible reason. And it's unimaginative, and I don't like it. I don't want Drake May starting over again at square one, relearning the offense in a new offense. I want him to take a step forward, not a step back. So for all those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Drake May, congratulations on the engagement.
Big
there, Drake.
Congrats to Drake May. He
Big
is
congrats.
Now a engaged man, young gun.
Too young.
I'm not going to tell anybody when Gone. To get married, when not to get married.
Gone too soon. On the open market there, Drake May.
Sorry,
not,
ladies.
Not you ever really were.
Back off, ladies.
But gone too soon. 22?
22.
You got married at what age?
I was young. I was 27. I think I was like almost 28, a few months away from 28, I think.
This is going to shock you. It took me a lot longer to get married, but I was in my 30s. I was 31 when I got married.
That and seems so, like about right.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, actually, I don't even know. There's no right or wrong, right? True love is blind and all that's crap.
22.
22.
If yeah. I had to say,
you're a pro athlete, my dude.
I don't want to rank all the ages for getting married, but 22 yeah. doesn't feel like the greatest one.
Seems
but whatever, the heart,
early.
Keith, the heart wants what the heart wants. These
True.
Two have dated forever.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a red flag. But
you
hey.
See some of these Mormon shows. They're getting married wicked young.
So
18, 19?
That's true.
And then they're doing all kinds of other stuff. Too. That's another.
Yeah,
we don't have time for that.
Let's not chase our tails on that
no,
one.
No, but congrats. So Josh Allen, that's like the thing to do now.
Yeah.
What about Travis Kelce? When's he going to pop the question? What's he waiting on?
Great point.
Taylor Swift's like, this little kid's 22 years old. He's getting married?
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
Thanks
about that.
Thanks a lot,
Keith.
Drake May. Travis Kelce. He's like, thank you so much, Drake May. That's awesome for doing that.
Now,
they've been together reportedly forever, though,
That
right?
stuff does happen when your friend... I guess you were probably on the early side, but like...
Yeah, but some of my idiot friends also got married. Now, they're not all still married, but they were married kind of young, too.
But that is
true.
The thing. It's
yeah.
like every time a buddy of yours proposes, you're like, come on!
Yeah. I'm like, aren't you happy for him? Katie's like, yeah, I'm real happy
I'm
for
like,
him.
Yeah, now I'm like, now I got to deal with this? Like, what do you mean?
Son of a gun.
You proposed.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mm.
Come on.
Don't do that.
But good point.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's probably catching some heat over this.
Do you look at this?
Oh, did you see that you a football this? Player
yeah.
Propose? He's only 22. Did you see that?
Can you spin this positively?
I'm having trouble.
All right, how about this?
Yeah, go for it.
To put this as respectfully as possible.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's not chasing tail all around town now. Maybe he's like focused on football.
Yeah.
He's like, I got my lovely wife at home.
I'm settled
We're building
down.
A family.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not out there, you know, with different ladies all the time.
Yep.
So that's something.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
That's something.
Also, a guy who can show commitment.
Sure.
That's something.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin had a good line in the, remember when he was talking about the importance of being married in The Departed? It was kind of offensive, but he like went through all these reasons why. He's like, yeah, it means that somebody else could stand the sight of you for more than 10 minutes or whatever. He's like, yeah, that's good. It's a
yeah,
good
that's
sign.
Good. That's a plus.
It's a good quality.
Yeah, I don't know. I get yeah.
She's
sure.
a doctor.
He's gonna
yeah.
yeah. He's gonna be focused.
Yeah.
He's not gonna be out running around town. He's gonna be a little crankier at work, I'd imagine. He's gonna be a little cranky.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That could happen.
That'll happen.
Well, he doesn't have kids yet. He just
no. But Matt,
that's next.
That's what he does.
That's kind of the next thing.
No sleep for that guy.
None.
No.
But congrats though to him. You know, too bad he wasn't there at the Vrabel press conference. He's like, Mike, I've got all the stuff planned. I have flowers on the beach. I can't leave this. We're all dressed up in matching clothes. So we can take a photo.
I am just happy. And trust me, if I felt that way, I would have ripped him for it. I'm happy that we didn't rip him for skipping out on the Vrabel press conference. I am happy about that. We ripped him for not showing up on breakup day.
Yeah.
After the season was over and not talking that day. We didn't rip him for not being there at the Vrabel press conference. And thank God. once we found out what he's going through with. Thank God. Okay, we'll get to your feedback, 617-779-7937. We have our clip du jour on the way at the end of the show. We have WEEI Afternoons
this
coming
up. This is a huge grab bag, by the way, coming up.
Is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always a lot of stories.
Well,
but we
have the Celsius thief.
Right.
Just somebody
caught
red-handed. Who I think would have trouble living with themselves.
Yes.
Looking at
You're
themselves.
You're about to be put on blast.
Yeah, whoever you are. Mystery thief.
Show yourself. I dare you to show yourself.
It's true.
But we got proof. We literally checked the tape.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So we'll have video?
I don't know if we're going to have the video.
Okay.
I asked Terp, and he said he doesn't have it.
Doesn't have the tape.
And it's under the 5 p.m. deadline that she gave.
She did. She was pissed.
She was pretty upset.
But Mingles went
and was interrogating everybody in the hallway.
I know.
Oh, I was part of said interrogation.
She was running hot.
Yeah.
And so we'll have the answer for you coming up Also, an interesting little item, I think, as it relates to Scoops Keefe, who's come under a lot of fire this week. There's sort of an update to Scoops Keefe.
There's sort of an update to Scoops Keefe?
Yeah, there is.
Wow. Okay. We'll stay tuned for that. We will get to it right after trending here with Billy Lanny in the grab bag.
We are here at the Burger King on Main Street where this allegedly happened.
Grab bag.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it certainly is one of the most highly anticipated grab bags of all time here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We have an answer to a big concern here in the inside the office.
Oh, it's a controversy.
People are upset about it, but we're not going to start there.
Oh, okay.
I got another sad news to pass. This wasn't where I was going to lead. So Bob Uecker passed away, which we did talk about today.
We did.
At the age of 90. Absolute legend. That title gets thrown around a lot, but he is a legend.
Give your take on Uecker again real quick, not to sidetrack from this, but give your take on Uecker real quick, that without him in Major League.
Oh, it's like 75% as good. And it's my favorite baseball movie, one of my favorite sports movies of all time.
I think it's a good way of you know, kind of illustrating his role in that movie. I think you lose a ton of the quotability if he's not
100%.
In it. 100%. I mean, most of the best quotes, most of them are him in that film. And so now I was reading, I didn't realize he got his start on Carson. Like, I don't know. I just didn't realize a lot about him.
No, but, he's a legend. Yeah, like, the voice, and we're not even Brewers people. I can only imagine how Milwaukee Brewers people feel. Like, he was Mr. Brewer and all that stuff. Plus, he had some early stints in the WrestleManias. I was
unaware of that. You said that he was WrestleMania 3 or 4 or whatever. Yeah.
I also just saw that director David Lynch passed away today.
Oh,
the age of 78. David Lynch did Mulholland Drive and Twin Peaks and some really strange good movies. But that's not where I was going to start, Joe.
Okay,
but that was just right into the news.
It's
desk.
Somber news, but we can't help the news. Yeah.
Billy's first words were.
Grab bag. Neymar could be the next soccer sensation to join the MLS. Apparently, three MLS teams are right now talking to Neymar, including Chicago. The other two I couldn't find. I don't know who the other two teams are.
Two mystery teams.
Maybe. I don't think so. But maybe the New England Revolution could be it. Now, he won't have the same impact as Messi, but he's pretty legit. Now, I think he got a torn ACL last year, and he's kind of sliding down. Like, he's not the same. But my guess is if he's healthy, wouldn't he be one of the best MLS players?
Yeah, I would think.
I would imagine.
I think probably even rehabbing from his torn ACL.
Maybe he's one of the best players ACL in the MLS. But that would be kind of cool.
Be awesome.
I don't know if he's coming here. Because that Messi game was a blast last year. We were at that game. It was fun.
We were at that game. And I don't know if, hardcore soccer fans like that model, where it's like Thierry Henry, Lionel Messi, Neymar, they come in at the end of their career where they're no longer the same player, and that's kind of your business model for the league. Casual fans like me, I don't know, maybe that's the I did tune into Messi for his first match on stupid Apple TV. I went to his match. Like, that's the kind of thing that would get a casual fan.
Yeah, Neymar's good.
To care about it. Again, I don't know that he's Messi, but that'd be interesting. And maybe, just maybe, on the Revs.
This guy can go pound sand, go back to the
grab bag
where no one knew where he was before. Report on nothing because that's what he's going to be doing after this.
All right, I know a lot of people want me to move on, but there's still like a dozen people on Twitter kind of circling around on this. Let me just say, I stand by once again, I did not make it up, and I certainly didn't get a DM for my scoop on the Bruins, right? The Bruins are all hot and bothered about it. I didn't get a DM, I wouldn't do that. Why would I break up my 100% hit streak by taking a shot on a DM? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't do it. Also,
can I bring up one more?
You can bring up whatever you want.
If these were all DM scoops that other Bruins beat writers supposedly passed on,
right?
why would they pass on the Montgomery getting fired? All the other
literally
ones.
All the other ones, including
that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Including one I had forgotten about. Middle of November, Hampus Lindholm got hurt, and Scoops had the nugget that it was a fractured kneecap, and he was going to be out a minimum of 6 weeks.
Oh.
So I think it was 7 weeks after that, he was back on the ice.
Hmm.
And yesterday, Hampus Lindholm spoke to reporters, and this is what he said.
Can you say exactly what it was? Was it a broken bone?
Yeah, it was a broken bone. I can say that, but I'll probably leave it at that. Yeah, hit me in the wrong spot. Gonna drink some more milk.
Great line. Need to drink some more milk.
Drink a little more milk. The hamper, hilarious.
But they kind of set him up because, like, they're very secretive about their injuries, just like the Patriots, Bruins, one and the same. Spider-Man meme.
Mm-hmm.
Upper body, lower body. We're going to leave it at that.
Oh, he needs some milk.
So he does, in fact, need some milk. But how about that? Fracture, broken bone. Was it a broken bone? Yep.
That's an odd question.
Why would you ask it that way?
Hey, was it a broken bone?
That sounds like Gotcha Media. That sounds like they're trying to snuff out, see if I'm wrong, trying to prove me wrong. That's what
you
I think.
You think someone on the beat is saying, hey, Keith had this report, yeah. And I'm going to try to disprove it.
If he says, nah, nothing was broken, they'd be like, see, in your face.
I mean, how often, this is a genuine question.
Yeah.
How often is that asked by beat writers? Hey, did you break something? Mm. What was it? Did you break something? Like, normally they're like lower body injury. They're
and
like,
he's like, oh, okay.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did break something, huh. By the way.
Somebody had that exactly right.
Score one for Scoops.
Who was that?
You know what? You were lucky with the DMs that
day. You're
starting
to believe me now.
You were lucky with the DMs that day, I think. Yeah.
Caught a good one.
Yeah.
Caught a real good one. Uh-huh. So I feel better about that.
Don't be afraid to shout it. That's my
grab bag.
Try it again. That's my
grab bag.
I don't know you.
All right. This morning there was some controversy. On the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Was there ever.
And Courtney Cox was running a little hot. Apparently she had something stolen, and she was upset about it. We actually have a clip, Nick. We brought a clip. Here's Courtney from this morning.
But instead of going and getting the same beverage every single morning, I will get the, five on Monday, yeah. Put them mm-hmm. in the fridge. Okay. I figured that is the easiest way to go about that. This week, I did just that. Wouldn't you know, yesterday, noticed that I am all out of my Celsius.
Oh, that's not right.
Those are expensive, right?
That's not
very expensive. Thank you, Curtis. Yeah,
your Celsius drinks in the fridge were stolen and consumed by somebody.
Correct.
Else.
And so it has to be somebody in the building. And I'm just the call to action is I'm giving you until 5 p.m. this evening to come forward if you have taken this. If not, we're pulling the tapes.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wow.
Wow is right.
So the tapes were pulled. Prior to the 5 o'clock deadline.
Yeah.
And apparently we have the person who stole it.
No, they wouldn't be. They couldn't possibly be willing to show themselves. They'd be too ashamed to show themselves.
It was me. It was me, Jones. It was me all along. First of all, you put them in the community refrigerator without your name on it. They are for everybody. Anybody can have those. Oh. It was absolutely me. I went in there, and she's also such a sleuth about it. She was like, oh, I put them in there on Monday. I think I had it Monday. She found it out Wednesday that they were gone.
Well, hang on.
So obviously didn't want them.
That makes sense. If she put five in.
There weren't five in there.
Oh.
There was two. I took one.
Uh-huh.
That I swear to everything holy that that's the case. There was two. I took one. Maybe somebody else took one. I don't know. I can't get into all of that. I took one because it was in the public fridge. Here's what I'll tell you. Here's the people work in offices.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
So we also will have the occasional like sales meeting or little like food drops. Pretty common. Greg's show gets a lot of food drops.
Yeah,
so we get them every
there's 18 million bagels over there right now,
It usually happens after a meeting. Stuff gets dropped into the kitchen. And then if it's a beverage, it goes into the fridge. Those are open season. Mm. Anybody can have those. Mm. Now, if you take a little Sharpie and write cocoa on it, I won't drink it.
Are you sure she didn't?
Yeah.
Positive?
Oh, I looked up and down.
No, she didn't have her name anywhere on it?
She didn't say in her little spiel there that she put her name on it.
Maybe tomorrow she'll hear this and call
you. She's hearing you right now. She's yelling at you in the Twitch chat.
Those are free. Oh, she's watching on Twitch? It is yours. That is a public. What, you never went to college? Like, that's a or high school? That's a public fridge.
So now, is she saying this in the Twitch chat? I think we're all thinking it. Is this retribution for her making your list earlier this week, Keith?
She is on my list, but these are not related.
This is not retribution. Because it does look
unrelated.
It looks fishy, if we're being honest. It does look fishy.
I didn't know they were hers. And Nick knows me. I will usually take a look at the fridge, see what's in there. If it's in there the next day, I feel like it is up for grabs.
Yeah.
So I'll drink it. Now, what I won't do...
Let me just say
if
this.
There's like a sandwich made from home, like I understand that that's not for everybody. Like, if there's like a...
Peanut butter and jelly in a Ziploc bag.
Plastic bag, peanut butter and jelly. I understand that wasn't a food drop. I'm not an animal. I won't eat that.
Well,
but if there's a can of soda or energy drink, you better believe I'm drinking it.
Now, look, I would... Here's where I... It's not an ideal situation that we have in that communal fridge down there. But you should...
Right now, it's just like mustard.
She's too trusting because I never really even look in that fridge, but I would never put anything in that fridge and assume it would survive.
Oh, my God.
Because people in radio are mongrels.
They're
animals.
Nuts.
And so, well, I mean, you specifically, but so...
Yeah, apparently.
But so...
I feel like I'm in the right here.
Yeah, she needs... not to victim blame here, but you gotta...
Yeah.
That's too trusting. You can't trust people like Keith around
hell no.
Cans of soda and energy drinks. You can't do that.
Even when me and Fitzy do, like, beer exchanges,
yeah.
I won't put it in that fridge. You think someone's going to crack it open and drink on the job? Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but I'm not taking that chance. I hide it somewhere else.
You can't even leave flowers down the hall, for God's sakes. I mean, you can't think that these things are going to survive. So you've copped to it, and you feel even a touch bad about it?
No. They're in the public fridge. It's for everybody.
Not even a little bit, though.
Isn't that for the group? Nick what and is, Billy, am I wrong on
can
this?
Can somebody catch me? Is she still saying anything in there?
She's running hot. I think she's running a little hot.
He did this to try to show who's boss, is what she said. Yeah, so she's connecting the dots on these two.
So people are like, oh, like, it's not yours, then you shouldn't drink it or eat it. I don't think you're understanding the point. That kitchen gets food in there, like, all the time.
Yeah,
and if we don't eat that, then what? It just gets dumped.
You could drink unlimited coffee creamers out of that fridge. Like, you could just have hundreds and hundreds of those. Do those belong to somebody?
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. If they have a sales meeting and they get a bunch of, like, bottles of water... They go back into the fridge.
Yeah.
Are those bottles of water owned by anybody? No. We also have a million different sponsorships. Shout out to all the sponsors. Every once in a while, they'll drop stuff off. We're encouraged to drink it, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be, you know what? You'd be more insulted if I didn't drink it.
We need room in the fridge. Really, you're looking out for everybody
fridge
who puts
is barren
stuff in
now.
There.
I think they know somebody's a thief now. Like, nobody's even using it now.
So, so the tapes were pulled long before 5 o'clock.
No, incriminating. Mark comes down the hallway, he's like,
"Let me
hey,
ask you."
I was looking at the footage. I was like, yeah, it was me. Like, before he could even say it, he's like, yeah.
It was funny, because after Courtney is interrogating everybody in the hallway, he just turns around.
I said it to Nick and Billy.
He goes, yeah, it was me.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Without the tapes being exposed before the end of our program, would this have come up in grab bag today?
Yeah, well, because she talked about it on the air.
Yes.
I wouldn't have, like, brought it up. In fact, you could probably go back to the Monday show on Twitch and see me drinking it right on the air.
We need Terp to go back and screen grab Keith if we can find it. Keith just housing Celsius on Monday.
What's wrong
Monday
with that?
Tuesday.
Wanted a little extra pep in my step? It was good.
Are they that expensive of an energy drink?
I have no idea.
I was on.
That one was free.
You don't pay for them.
Yeah,
Keith's never paid for one in his life. He has no idea. Are you gonna return the? Are you gonna? Pay one forward.
I'm not even really sure. I should. What is to say? So I don't think people understand how a public fridge works.
Oh, apparently Courtney thought it would never be you.
Wow.
Why?
Wow. She thinks too highly of you, Keith. This week is...
She's just trying to kiss up because she knows I'm still steaming. Now she's trying to flip it on me. Like, no.
This week has changed the dynamic.
She screwed up first.
This week has changed the dynamic in big ways.
It's kind of a happy accident because I didn't know it was hers. But she's on my list now, so it all works out in the end. But yeah, so they can discuss that tomorrow.
I feel like
I've had a pretty solid defense.
If I had to guess, it's going to be a lot of programming tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. Billy and Nick haven't weighed in. I feel like they're probably on Courtney's side.
You're very quiet back there.
They haven't said a word.
Yeah. It's just one of those things I'm all for, like, if it's yours, label it type thing.
Thank you.
But again, I would never reach into the fridge for something that
This is where there's some...
It's tough.
It's
quiet. It's easy to sit on the fence.
I don't look in that fridge often. I don't have a good feel for what goes on in that fridge.
What are we expecting Courtney to put a post-it on every Celsius she puts in there?
Wow, it's Keith's recommendation.
But again, you open the fridge and you look at something, you're like, well, I didn't bring that, so why would I drink it?
But also, stuff in that fridge has... Some of that stuff's been there for, like, seems like 6 months. I don't think I would go in there taking stuff.
Dude, there's like 10 quarts of ice cream. Did somebody bring ice cream in?
It feels like it's from like the July cookout.
Look, the food web.
I ate one of those.
Everybody has a role in the food web, and the refrigerator doesn't empty itself. Keith eats the stuff that sits in there. Yeah. He has a very important role.
EEI raccoon.
See, it's a very important role.
I think it's years of just like doing the night show too, because you're just like, all right, whatever the scraps are, whatever's left over, because usually that's just like the day old food drops. Yeah, so, like, I'm the guy waiting outside
3 days
the day
from
old.
Now. If those bagels are there, Keith's still eating them.
Yeah,
I mean, that is true.
That's true. I get no problem with this. Label your stuff.
Like the Friday Keith wasn't here due to, I think it was sickness or something. That was the day all the pizzas were dropped off.
Oh, and he
was
steaming.
And then Monday, we said, hey, there's pizza in the fridge.
And there was. Should I have waited? Like, well, it is that's somebody else's.
Mm, it's true.
You just, I mean, you knew it wasn't yours.
Should I call everybody in the building and see if that's their drink before
yes.
I have it? Okay. Yeah, that's what I'll do next.
Correct.
Time. Yeah, please. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. It's like, sorry, guys, I'm on the phone here with everybody that works in the building.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
How about this? In a bizarre twist, Jones, the Ravens have claimed Diontae Johnson off waivers.
Hmm.
So he was cut by the Ravens, and then they picked him up because they're hoping to get a compensatory pick. So he's not going to be on the team, but I guess there's some sort of loophole where they're hoping to, at the end of the season, get something in return for him,
so,
which they really shouldn't.
This is a stupid question. Were the Patriots allowed to do that? Like, could the Patriots have signed him just to factor him into their compensatory draft formula? Or can you not do that because you're eliminated?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Or, like, because he actually logged games with them, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, like, he was on their team at one point.
Right.
So probably not on the Patriots front.
Interesting.
But still, I saw he got claimed. I'm like, by who? And they're like, oh, the Ravens? What the hell?
Hey, this is Doc Rivers, and you're listening to the Grab Bag. I gotta get my larynx fixed.
Celtics back in action tomorrow. We actually talked a lot about the Celtics today as they lost to one of the worst teams in the league in the Toronto Raptors yesterday. But they will take on the Orlando Magic tomorrow, who, as you pointed out, Jones, the Celtics are closer to the Magic, who are in the fifth seed, than they are the one seed
Cavs.
Well,
you actually pointed out earlier in the show. Right, they're closer to the fifth seeded Magic than they are to the top seeded Cavaliers. But nothing is wrong. Nothing to see here.
Nope. You're a
grab bag, Harry.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performer from last night. I give you five options. Mark Williams, 31-13. Jalen Green, 34-5. Jalen Brunson, 38 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Daniel Gafford, 27-12. And Dante DiVincenzo, 28-6-9. Not exactly, I mean, with the exception of Brunson,
that is
not exactly a loaded field.
Slim pickings. Give me that Mark Williams line was nice. Big man out of Duke. They just traded Nick Richards, so more playing time for him. Keep an eye on him.
Yep. All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. We are going to go with a reliever. A one-time Rolaids relief man of the year.
Good to know.
You could better believe that.
Less than Raleigh Fingers.
It was not Raleigh Fingers. He played for Florida Marlins, Chicago Cubs, Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia Phillies, and Texas Rangers in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
He was 22nd in the MVP vote.
Okay.
He led the majors with 45 saves that year.
In 2000?
In 2000. He played from 97 to 07.
Well, it's not Rob Nen because
it's not Rob Nen.
There weren't the Giants, and I feel like we've had Rob Nen.
Yep.
Or at least that name's come up.
I wouldn't be shocked if we have duplicates of the future here. I don't have a great memory.
He's
a one-time Rolaids relief man of the year.
And Tony Alfonseca. Is that right?
We got it.
Wow.
Back.
They called him the octopus because he had six fingers and six toes.
Okay, I was actually going to say that, but
legit.
Give me the teams again. The teams didn't sound right.
Marlins.
To me, yeah.
So that's Marlins and then Cubs and then Braves back to the Marlins, Rangers, Phillies.
Oh, you did say Phillies. I was okay.
Like a lot of closers, he really burned hot. He had like 3 good years.
Antonio Alfonseca.
But then I think,
is that a PED to have an extra finger? I feel like that's a performance. Maybe not. No. Maybe not a PED, but it's a performance enhancer.
Yeah, they call
it spin. High spin rate.
They called him El Pulpo, the octopus. He had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
On each hand? I thought it was on one hand.
He was 12-12. They called him the Dirty Dozen. Yeah, he had 12 fingers. Guys, 12 fingers, 12 toes.
Mittens.
Imagine how easy it is to yoink a Celsius with that many extra fingers. That's a piece of cake. Not even a problem.
12 fingers, 12 toes.
Wow.
He can throw a lot of pitches.
Antonio Alfonseca. I know the Twitch chat gets very
on the piano.
They get very upset. Yeah, it's so good. They get very upset when I get a name quickly. That one, I was very confident. Who'd I get the other day quickly?
Oh, you
I was very
smoked
confident.
Somebody right off the rip.
And I was
Delino
like,
DeShields,
oh, Delino. Yeah. I was not confident in this one. In fact, I didn't even think it was right, but I was just trying to throw out Marlins closers. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Random baseball player of the day. You got to wake up pretty early in the morning to fool old Jones. That's the grab bag. Eventful grab bag today.
Under a lot of heat.
Solving crimes.
Yep, solved one. I turned myself in.
Subhuman scum over here solving crimes on himself. More Bruins news from Scoops Keefe. You never know what you're going to get in the grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what's coming up on WEEI Afternoons. I know they have Curran today. So good intel there, I'm sure, on the offensive coordinator search. And we have our clip du jour next.
Back here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, I'm so ready. What is the clip du jour again?
It's the clip of the day. I'm glad you asked. And today, it is a caller that may have had some inside intel on a potential offensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Oh,
this
yeah,
year.
This was good. This
Josh
was good.
McDaniels.
If you missed this earlier, make sure tune in for this. This is good. What's up, Joey?
What's going on? So, listen, I think I might have some little information. It could be something, it could be not. So I can't disclose. I can't disclose where I'm at, but I happen
Who's
to drive.
Who's your source, Joey? You gotta say your source, or it doesn't count.
I happen to drive. Listen. I happen to drive by Josh's house every day. Okay. Now, for the past 2 years, I haven't seen any activity. But for the past 2 years, I haven't seen anything. But the past 10 days, I've seen him out in the morning in his front yard doing things. Now I don't know if that's something.
It's like 10 degrees outside, Joey. What the hell is he doing outside?
Well, he gets his paper. I'm
freezing
out there early in the morning.
There's
checking my station. Checking my station. Yeah, he gets out.
Him getting the newspaper might be
the
most.
I've never seen him in the past 2 years.
Believable part of
the past 10 days. I see him now.
Is he in a bathrobe?
Is he a robe walking out?
Slippers?
No, regular dress, dressed up with a hat on.
Hat on.
Straight out, just Josh.
Also, flying the ointment there, and not to scoop shame. You know that I wouldn't do that.
No, that's not your side of the
story. Wouldn't he be wearing a visor?
I thought
Does
that
Josh
real time.
Even wear hats?
He's not,
that's the first clue.
Yes,
I was listening to that live, and I was like, he doesn't wear hats.
Doesn't wear hats.
This guy's lying. He's full of it.
Visor
this is like some
newspaper?
Board game. Oh, there's a better chance he gets newspaper than he buys a hat.
All right, fair
enough. He's a visor guy. Us visor guys, no visor guys.
Sure do.
You two and Chip Kelly. We walk into a room, even if they don't have a visor on, we can see it and be like, you're a visor guy, huh? You don't have it on today because your wife wouldn't let you wear it or whatever.
You can sniff out a visor guy when you see one?
Oh, absolutely. Us visor guys got to stick together. Not enough of us.
Mm-hmm. No. That is true.
Visor is good for will it fit.
I think you put it, yeah.
Do you like the new visor?
Hat.
You like the new visor today I broke out?
What is that, a turtle?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what that is.
It's a Maryland Terrapin.
That is?
Oh.
Is that like an alternate logo? Interesting.
Fear the turtle.
I don't know. Get it on a cheap sale.
I was going to say, it doesn't look like
it's a Timu.
No, it's like an Under Armour.
That's a Timu turp.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Under Armour.
Yeah, there's a fake Under Armour.
They do have a cool logo. Yeah.
And it says like Maryland TM. That means it's trademark.
Yeah,
so
no
it's
doubt.
Real.
Yeah, they can't do that without it being trademark. Yeah.
Nah, that's a good looking
lid. They can actually. All it takes is the sewing machine to draw a T and an M.
Yeah. Would you take right now, if you were betting, Josh McDaniels or the field as the offensive coordinator?
I would take Josh McDaniels, and you guys actually were the impetus for a poll I put out on Twitter. Not that kind of a poll, but anyway, to test the waters for Josh McDaniels' return. Because yesterday, I know you played the audio. I don't know if you heard the question. I asked Schefter, handicapped the offensive coordinator interviews. He only said one name.
Right. And I'm like, no, I know. I was like, oh.
You're the national guy. You don't. There's not some guy in Minnesota that at least wants you to fluff him up by getting his name out there.
Jeez,
he literally only said Josh McDaniels.
Do you think McDaniels is a Vrabel guy or a Kraft guy?
Kraft guy.
Yeah.
But if you're a Kraft guy, I mean, he's kind of he was here when Vrabel was here.
Do you think it's Vrabel's first choice?
I guess that's really what I'm asking.
My bigger question is, does he have a first choice? And was his first choice the guy that's staying in Cleveland?
Right. Was it Tommy Rees and then he didn't have a pivot?
And if you don't have a better answer.
That's also a terrible sign.
That's concerning.
Well, not necessary. Josh is a very good offensive coordinator.
I know, but if he was like,
Add a second very. He's a very, very good offensive
coordinator. Now we're getting carried away.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
What's wrong with Josh?
You see what he did to Sam Bradford? He ruined his career.
Sam Bradford
sucks. Broncos fans, Raiders fans, Rams fans.
Yeah. Josh has been successful in the NFL with multiple quarterbacks. Not a lot of offensive coordinators and guys can say that. And it's more than two Arcan. Don't just put your two fingers up there in the background. I give him first half of the season, Kyle Orton.
Oh, so 2.5. Sorry.
Yeah. 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5.
And then you get like an eighth of a season for Garoppolo and Brissett.
Almost.
You start piecing these together, he's got like three full quarterbacks.
If you round up, you get an eighth of a season. That's true.
Just real quick before you move on, I do need to state for the record here so everybody hears it. I put a Lucky Energy in the fridge that I plan on drinking later. I expect it
we'll
to be there,
the way
Keith.
Sounds good. Is your name on it?
You can plan on it all you want.
Yeah, it is my name on it.
You called dibs. That's fine.
Okay.
Nobody else called dibs on those other ones.
I didn't think you had to.
I put nothing in that fridge because of I know I won't see it again.
Correct.
My own food? No way. Of course not.
No, definitely not.
There's no
something in a can.
Code amongst thieves? Like, what are we doing here?
Mm.
Okay,
Keith,
you don't put your drinks in there.
It's Lord of the Flies, really, is what it is.
Keith is in there scavenging is what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Take a little drink.
Did you have the ice cream that's been in the freezer for a while?
I had a couple months ago. I had some ice cream.
All right.
Yeah.
WEI Afternoons, they have Curran today at 3:30. You can stay tuned for it. That's Crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're in the mood for a warm, hearty meal, visit the 99 Restaurant and try their home-style chicken pot pie, freshly baked to order and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or you can try the new double barbecue turkey tips. You gotta love the Nines. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI. We have, well, certainly a Friday four-pack, maybe some keys to divisional weekend as well. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.